Okay, welcome everyone again. Father George is the Catholic priest in Queanbeyan, I believe.
Yes.
I don't think I've met you before, have I? I have a vague feeling at some point in time that I'm a neighbour reserve chaplain, and I may have done a funeral at your church, how long have you been there?
Just 10 months.
That was before then. So yeah. I haven't met George
we
before,
haven't met.
Apart from when he walked in the door today. This meeting, this breakfast this morning, obviously is for all sorts of people in the Coomber region. So obviously I'm part of the Anglican Church, I'm the minister here, but we've got Catholics, we've got Baptists, uniting. I know we've got at least one uniting. John, two uniting. Any other denominations?
Orthodox.
Excellent. We've got an Orthodox lady who's been coming to our parish for a couple of months now. Her mother passed away, so do you know Pam? Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
The focus, of course, is not on our denomination, but on worshipping our great God.
Yep.
So when we re-established the men's breakfast when I started 2.5 years ago, I think it was about 2 years ago or so when we started, but spoke on a passage about the fish breakfast that Jesus had, and I said, like that particular breakfast, our men's breakfasts are intended to be explicitly Christian, so they're centered around Christ, they're to recognise that God is feeding us physically with the food that we eat, and that he's also teaching us spiritually, particularly through the speakers and through the fellowship that we share. And so in asking George to come along today to speak to us, I'm praying that his message will edify and build us up in Christ, which is the point of our meetings this morning. So let me pray for Father George, and I'll let him get going. Father God, we thank you that Father George has come up from Queanbeyan and to speak to us today. I pray that your Holy Spirit will fill him as he speaks, that your words will flow through him to us, into our hearts and minds, filling us up, strengthening us in you, encouraging us in our Christian walks. Be with George now as he speaks, that your name be glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. I've been thinking about what to say. I actually spoke in this same forum 9-10 years ago. By then we used to meet at the other side. That was my first year in Australia in 2015, and I would like to thank you for giving me the privilege to speak to you again today.
Is
it my book?
No.
So today I was actually thinking of sharing my personal experience. When I came and saw the number, I actually felt challenged, and I'm like, wow. But I'll do my best. I'm looking at talking, I'm thinking about talking about the storm. And I'm going to talk about fear. And usually I like to sing a song before I talk. So I'm going to do this popular song, Be Not Afraid. You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall seek your way to foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will keep you rest. If you pass through raging waters, in the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the fire of hell, and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. Thank you. So we are going to take our gospel, take our reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 36 to 41. Since I'm the only, is there anyone who has got a Bible here?
Yes.
If someone would like to do the reading.
What is the passage?
Mark, chapter 4, verse 36 to 41. It comes occasionally. It takes time at times before it comes. But when it comes, it is very powerful, it is very strong. Sometimes when you have a heavy storm, it uproots trees, it brings down, takes off roofs, it brings down houses, it kills people. Thank you. Why have I chosen this passage today? There are some times in our lives when we face that storm. I don't know, but I've had mine. And I don't know what your storms are. Some may be lucky never to have it, but some of us have faced it. And when the storm comes, It is a time that our faith is put to test. As Christians, it's not as if we expect it, but storms may still come. It cannot be predicted. And that is what life is all about. We have storms. Just the results about your health could be a storm. Your relationship could be a storm. Our job, there could be a storm. Even our faith journey could be a storm. We face that storm every now and then. Sometimes when it happens, it feels like God is asleep. These are moments in our life when we ask why. These are moments in our lives when it appears as if Christ is asleep. I intentionally chose this passage because I love the part where the apostles, the disciples went to him and said, "Don't you care that we are perishing? Don't you care that we are perishing?" These are times when it feels like we have been abandoned by God. But the truth and the fact is, there is no point and no time in our lives when He is not with us. Even while they felt He had abandoned them, He was still in that boat with them. At some point in my seminary formation, back in those days in Nigeria, we were prohibited to use cell phones. And as seminarians and young men, we got it and hid them in our rooms and we were using them. Our rooms, we went to the chapel, we were all in the chapel. And the formators knew exactly what they wanted to do. So shortly after Mass, they stopped every one of us in the chapel and then they started searching our rooms one after the other. And about 87 mobile phones were confiscated. And I happened to be one of the guys who had the phone. So my phone was seized. But I had to pay a price. So I was suspended from the seminary for 1 whole year. And that was the biggest storm in my life. I was going to last 1 year. I just couldn't. I felt it was injustice. I felt it was injustice. That was how I felt. And I put my things, gathered my things, and had made up my mind. I just felt, this is not the right place for me. So I got my things together and my intention was to leave for good. But in the midst of every storm, there's always a voice. And that voice comes from God. So I called my older brother and I said, "Look, this is what has happened and I'm going to teach. I'm going to teach." At that point I felt God was asleep. So he said, "Hold on for a moment. You are going to quit?" And I said, "Yes." So he started begging me. And usually in my country, it is the pride of the family if one of them could serve God in my capacity, in my capacity as a priest or something. But he begged. And that was the voice of God. He said, "1 year will go very quickly. Do whatever the bishop has told you in obedience." So I did. When we go through storms, usually there's always a voice of encouragement, a voice that tells us to be still, be patient, take time, persevere. But I never knew what plan God had for me. I never knew. God, of course, had planned. I lost a year. I went back, and it was difficult. But 3 years later, Archbishop Christopher Kraus now visited my country. And that was the very year I was here for the mission. So my bishop said, "Would you be happy to ordain this young man?" So Bishop Kraus said yes. And I was ordained on the 17th of July 2010. At that point, I never knew what God was planning. But God had planned. And in 2014, Archbishop Kraus sent a letter to my bishop and he said, "I wanted one of the priests I ordained to come over and join me here in Canberra." I was the one that was chosen. That's why I'm here. But little did I know that when it happened, God was preparing me for something. I never knew. My rector told us before we went through, and I think this will be a good point of reflection. He said, most times in life, it is not what you want, but what you want. And it is not when you want it, but when God wants it. All I was looking at that time was how quickly I wanted to become a priest. And it was all about my time. It was all about how I wanted it. But in all sincerity in life, sometimes it is not all about us. It is all about God. And in every situation, the question should always be, what does God want? What is the will of God in this situation? What is God calling me to do? So trials will come. There are times we feel deserted. There are times we feel we are alone. But God is with us. That is why I chose the song, "Do Not Be Afraid." Our greatest enemy is fear. That is our greatest enemy. And you know what? I always feel that that's the greatest weapon the evil one has. It's fear. Fear. Yet in that song he said, "Do be not afraid. I go with you always. I go with you always. Come follow me and I will give you strength." When the going gets tough, we should always turn to Christ. Not even in difficult times alone. Always. We should always put our faith and trust in Christ. But I try to be real. That is when faith is most difficult to find. It's easier to speak about faith and trials when all is well. It gets more difficult when you are in it. But the point is, it is easier if you have fellowship in Christ, if you are close to Him. He helps you to understand. He journeys with you through the scripture and through the people around you. I don't know, but this forum could change somebody's life. It is fellowship. It's all about coming together, working together. This is our Emmaus journey. For us today, this is our Emmaus journey. We are walking together, asking why. And then Jesus comes and He journeys with them. And then He breaks the way. And as they followed them home, they said, "Why don't you come stay with us?" And at the breaking of bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized Christ. This is our Emmaus journey. This is exactly what we do. I wish I could be a part of this gathering even more. But there is something special about our gathering. Like it or not, this is our Emmaus journey. We have shed the bread, and now we are breaking the bread. That's it. That's it. And that's not just all. We are here to support one another. Originally, I was going to do a reading from the book of James, and I'm going to conclude with it. Mike, I don't know, but I'll conclude with this reading. My brothers, consider it a great joy when trials of many kinds come upon you. For you well know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must be complete. And perseverance must complete its work so that you will become fully developed, complete, not deficient in any way. Blessed is anyone who perseveres when trials come. Such a person is of proven worth and will win the prize of life when the crown that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. In the midst of everything, in our trials, in our temptations, and in the crisis we go through, He wants us to persevere. He wants us to keep faith. He wants us to be fierce. He wants us to be patient. Never make a rash decision in life. When things go wrong, pray about it. It is all about time. I love this song, "One Day at a Time." Seriously, that's the way to go about life. Take one day at a time. Whenever we say the Lord's Prayer, and I learned it from there, we only ask, "Give us this day. Give us this day our daily bread." We never ask for tomorrow. One of the problems we have is when we start looking into the future and then worrying about things that have not even come. That is where the problem lies. Seriously, we pray for just today. Just today. And I assure you, He journeys with us every day. Every day, every day, every day. That is the way to go about life. Take one day at a time, and all will be well. we'll pause for a moment, and if you know this song, we'll sing it together, and I'm going to conclude with it.
Be still and know that I am Lord. Be still and know that I am Lord. Be still and know that I am Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.